This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The governor is in the house. Governor Mike Huckabee, an honor to sit with him. Governor Huckabee, we're at the Falkirk Center. This is really the epicenter of faith and all kinds of awesome things God's doing. And you are here speaking at this amazing faith summit. It's just good to see you. You've written a new book, but I can't think of a better time in history to talk to the governor than right now. There's a lot swirling out there.
Well, there is. I think Christians need to be mindful that we are at a precipice of our nation's history and future. People my age, we're probably going to be okay. You know, we'll probably slide into home plate and beat the throw from center field. But my grandkids aren't, unless something truly changes in terms of our culture. We're seeing our cities burned and looted and robbed. We're seeing people who are defending lawlessness. The sad thing is we're seeing a lot of young evangelical Christians coming out of what should be strong biblical-based churches, but they're taking a worldview on that is not biblical. And so if those kids are confused about marriage and life and the value of every human life, we shouldn't be shocked that there are people out in the secular world who are very confused, or maybe they're headstrong and very committed, but they're committed to something that is an outright lie. Mm. So I would say this, dude, the battle is spiritual. We tend to think of it as it's political, it's organizational, it's economic. No, it's spiritual. Mm. And we have to help people to understand that.
And you really point this out in your new book, The Three C's. And I want you to talk about that because used to be a Christian parent would want their kid to go to Harvard because they would learn the Bible. They'd learn Greek, they'd learn Hebrew. They'd learn a Christian worldview, a paradigm that was thoroughly biblical. So what happened? And talk about your book and how it's really, folks are eating this thing up.
Well, the book really focuses on the three C's that made America great, the underpinnings of our country, which were the Judeo-Christian worldview. So it's Christianity, capitalism, and the Constitution. And without any of those three things, this country literally does fold. It just doesn't make it. Most people don't know the heritage of America, the history. For example, every Ivy League school, with the exception of Cornell, was started to train ministers, was started as a Christian institution, unapologetically. And part of the requirement for the students at Harvard, for example, which was named after John Harvard, a young minister who died at the age of 31 and left what little he had, including his library, to the starting of a school. His statue sits in the middle of Harvard Square, and I wonder when kids pass that every day, do they realize that they're part of a university started in name of a minister that required the students of Harvard to study and memorize scripture twice a day? That was part of the requirement. You couldn't be a student of Harvard if you didn't do that. Not just the ministerial students, but every student. I think they've kind of drifted a little from that. In Yale University, Princeton, all of the major Ivy League schools. Wow. These were bastions of Christian education. Mm. And they clearly have left their roots, if you will. But we need to be unapologetic in understanding that the reason that Christianity, as the heartbeat of America, is founding is because it believed in individualism. Mm. This is what made America unique. That's a Christian idea that I don't go to heaven on a group plan. Mm. I go to heaven as an individual. I have to relate to Jesus Christ personally. I can't say, well, my family's all Christian, so I'm a Christian. It doesn't work like that. I have to personally account for my sins, personally trust Christ. It is that individualism versus collectivism which is at the heart of the battle that we're seeing today in our culture and society and in politics. Are we collectivist or are we individuals? Am I who I am because of my race, my ethnicity, because of my wealth or lack thereof, or because of the associations that I have in a union or as a feminist? Or am I who I am because I'm an individual and I'm not stuck where I'm started? Wow. Nobody can hold me back. That view of America, that view that we are individuals and we're not victims, we have opportunity. Maybe a little harder for some of us than others, but we can't be held only to our collective group. Now, when we get to this motion or place where we are now, where people become collectivist, we start erasing not just our heritage, we erase our hope.
Wow. That's the voice of Governor Mike Huckabee. You got to check out his awesome new book. This is a star-studded group in here. I'm in the green room. He's about to go on stage. It's amazing what the Lord's doing through you. You have a great impact. You have the pastor hat. You have the political hat. Now, if a lot of folks listen to Truth Talks, affiliates nationwide all over the place, Wilkins Radio Group, Salem stations carry us. We're on AFR, Truth Network. You know, there's Democrat, Republican, the whole swath of it, but we've really focused on the faith part. But talk real quickly to people about how important it is to vote and how important it is to vote your faith. Is this something that is your faith divorced from your vote? Does Jesus go into the voting booth with me? Will you speak to that? Because people, you know, Trump is so mean, but I don't like the alternative. Well, I'm just going to sit this one out. Governor Mike Huckabee, how important is it to engage right now in our culture with a lot on the line here?
If people do not understand the power of government against their faith, they must have been asleep for the past 6 months. We're living in the time where government is telling churches you can't open, and if you do, you can only have 10 people, even if your facility would seat 5,000. Oh, you can't sing, and you can't even get in your parking lot. When did government get that power? They've never had it. Mm. That's pretty frightening. And some people say, well, but this just because of the virus. Well, when is it going to be because of something else? When is it going to be because we believe in biblical marriage? When is that going to be so unacceptable in our culture that a government tells us we can no longer meet and we'll pay taxes on all the property that the church owns? Wow. I mean, people need to wake up and understand that there is an assault. It's a spiritual assault, but there is an assault going against the people of God, the things of God, and most importantly, the Word of God. If Christians don't vote, then we're going to get the government we deserve, but it will not be the government we want.
Wow. So that's a challenge. Now, if you haven't seen the Mike Huckabee TV show, tell everyone real quick, shameless plug, this is great. Yeah. It's star-studded. It's awesome. It's on television worldwide, really.
Well, the great thing about the show that I'm enjoying, it comes on TBN every Saturday at 8 and 11 Eastern, then on Sunday at 9 o'clock Eastern, runs on Newsmax on Monday. But it's not so much a show that is overtly religious. We have people who are very committed Christians that we turn loose, unlike it is on secular television. But we want a show that is informative, entertaining, encouraging, enlightening. And I think we've achieved it in a wonderful studio in Nashville where we end up with all sorts of variety. Just enough politics to keep it interesting, but not so much that makes you want to go and light your hair on fire. So we have music and acrobats and comedians and lots of human interest stories that remind you there's some great people doing terrific things out in America.
Awesome. Well, thanks for what you're doing. Take us home with your number one passion, the Lord Jesus Christ, how His Lordship, He is Lord of all, is so important, not just in your life, but for everything related to our country, because this earth will pass away, right? But He's coming back, the King.
Well, the great news, I think, for all of us is that no matter how bad things get in the world, He's overcome the world.
Mm.
And He's in me and I'm in Him. America may not make it, but those of us who are in Christ will. I want America to make it. I'm fighting hard that it will. But worst case scenario, America falls. Jesus still stands. And that's why my hope is not in ultimately a government. It's in the Lord God through the person of Jesus Christ.
Awesome. We're on the campus of Liberty University, Falkirk Center, awesome faith summit, Governor Mike Huckabee, and we've got some more awesome guests too. But we're grateful for you. We're praying for you. You've been a great influence on my family, on my life, and we're pumped about your new book, The Three C's. Everyone get that book and read it. Read it to your kids. God bless you, sir. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you very much.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, Click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.